Good morning, happy Wednesday, and welcome to the Power Walk. Oh my gosh, we're doing this Power Walk live in the Peru streets, baby. Yes, indeed. So the last episode has been some time. And then after that episode, so much of life has happened. And life is still life, and I don't know what it looks like for you and the people in your village and whatnot. But life is lifing. People are peopling. But God, my God, God is still guiding. I just want to just say good morning to each and every one of you. It has been such a long time, it feels like, that I've done this power walk. And it has been some time since I've intentionally moved my body. And I'm here to hold myself accountable to that. I have a weight loss goal to meet. And I tell you, this food in Peru, baby, this food is so good that I can't afford not to intentionally move my body, because this shirt is a medium, okay? And it's getting a little snug again. I got goals, baby. We got goals. So if you're not in the Telegram app, why? Join for free. This is where you will receive motivation and powerful encouragement to navigate on your journey. And I had to talk to the folks in Telegram to be like, yo, I'm so sorry. Lo siento. It's been a lot. And I want to talk about that briefly on this podcast. And there's quite a few other shows that I'm going to be doing that some of these themes will come up, but the Power Walk is a place where I can be very vulnerable with y'all. And the essential question that I have always asked is, did I lie? You might not like my delivery. You might not like what I said. You might not even like me. But the essential question is, did I lie? So I tell you what, there's a lot of things that's going on around here, and I hope people are intentional in seeing what's going on and who is doing what around here. We got wars. We got people lying about said wars. We got back and forth of misinformation, disinformation. We got people running for office that got a rap sheet as long as a CVS receipt. And I got questions still about the over $830,000 in PPP loan money for a church that says it's Kojic, but apparently it's not a Kojic church. It's not a church of God in Christ. Huh? Oh, you mean to tell me that after all this time has gone by, this individual still hasn't been held accountable? So much so that there's a special election for the late Honorable Gwen Henderson. And he decides that he wants to file to run for city council after he has played a part in so much divisiveness in politics and looked at me and the people in my camp as if we were associated with the chaos by just presenting the receipts. The question is, did I lie? So I don't know why people be upset, and I don't understand why people don't like the things that I say. The common thing that I've came up with is that if there's some type of alliance, or you like the person, or you care for a person, then this is where you like, Bianca, why you do that? Because I told the truth about what happened to me. And then I had people that be like, you shouldn't talk about that. If you really healed, you shouldn't talk about that. I got a whole podcast that is titled with my best friend, Heal That Shit. And you don't think that conversations about me navigating divorce and finding love again is not gonna come up? If you want somebody to talk about you better, then you need to do and be better. Cause I ain't sugarcoating shit. That's what the whole purpose of this is for. Okay, boom. So we have individuals that like to cover folks and not tell the truth. And that gotta be eradicated. Cause why are we doing that? I often say people lie, receipts don't. And I mean every word that I say. People lie, receipts don't. You better go get your receipts out here, because these folks lying. You hear me? The way that I was harmed in Tampa by speaking my truth as it relates to the conditions of the classroom and the conditions of my school and advocating for school board politics resulted in my life being threatened, my personal information being leaked and exposed on the internet. Y'all, my I-9, my redacted driver's license and redacted social security card was on the internet on a fake Facebook page, which, mind you, this fake Facebook page is still active today. When the late Gwen Henderson passed, that fake Facebook page made mention of her death and used the hashtag Biatch. Here's a receipt. And in April, the page said that they existed because of certain people. And my name was listed on it. And they called me Bianca Fat Ass Goolsby. So you know what? I'm taking my fat ass for a walk. I'm about to lose this weight. Because one thing you ain't gonna say is that I'm ugly. And you also not gonna say that I'm a liar. Because I'm gonna have my receipts. And people like receipts don't. I've been very clear about this. So people will say whatever they want. They will misalign your character. They will talk about you. They will paint all these narratives about you. But you know what? Let them, by Mel Robbins, change my life. Let them talk about you. Let them say incorrect things about you. Let them misalign your character. Let them do whatever it is that's gonna make them feel good. Let them. But also, let me use my voice and speak truth to power. Let me decide what is going to take my energy. Let me decide who I'm going to associate with and disassociate with. Let me decide how I'm going to move forward with prayers to God and following my intuition and spirit. Let me continue to honor my intuition and follow God's voice and spirit. The fact that some folks out here want to be all big and bad on the internet, but when it's time for accountability, will make all of these different narratives to say that they being attacked and they being cyber bullied for just speaking the truth. Again, I go back to, did I lie? In any part of this, did I lie? Because the receipts are clear as day that there was over $830,000 of PPP loan associated with a church in two locations. Also, a personal PPP loan in their name for $20,000. So, a couple of announcements. So, there's a live recording today for the podcast Heal That Shit. I'm so excited to do this live recording with the folks that are in my Patreon. You could watch us as we do the recording, and they will be published on Fridays and finally set up a consistent schedule as it relates to the matter, and using my podcast ebook and some of the things that are in it to help with managing these different podcasts. Which, by the way, Speak Your Truth is launching on July the 1st. I'm going to link this here so that you can see it. And when it comes to podcasting, when it comes to sharing the news, when it comes to all of that, I've been that girl. I've been that girl since 2019 and will continue to be that girl. And because life was lifing, I had to take breaks and to prioritize my mental health. But your girl is back and better. And I had shared with my community that I missed doing morning tea and allegations. And the comments that I received from that was like, run it back. So season 4, coming soon, baby. It's the summertime and the block is hot. So I hope that you stay tuned to all the different updates I got going on. You can find more information about all the things that I've shared with you at www.biancagoolsby.com. I appreciate you. I love you. I thank you. And make today the best day ever. Don't let people go out here and mess up your day, okay? And ultimately, people like receipts don't. So that's my message. Be blessed. Till next time. Peace.